Ireland's classic hits, how are you? It is Trina Mari here and I'm delighted to have my old pal Danny O'Donoghue on the line from The Script. Hi, Danny.
Go on out of that. How are you?
Go way out of that. We know each other's secrets, don't we? This is, it's kind of scary every time I talk to Danny because back in Diggs Lane when we were teenagers.
Yeah, that's right.
And thankfully when I moved house, I discarded all the evidence, all the photographic evidence. So I can tell you you're safe.
You know what?
That's never going to come out.
We should make a call out to anybody in Dublin who actually has pictures of those, because it's almost a myth at this stage. You know what I mean? Because that was back before Instagram and all these things that, you know, that live online forever now.
Yeah.
So if anybody has pictures of us since back then.
When Danny had the curtains haircut, do you remember when fellas used to have these curtains haircuts?
Split
in the middle.
Do I? They're almost so bad and so out of date, they're almost coming back in again.
I know, those rip-off tracksuit bottoms that everyone used to wear in the 90s, they're back in.
And hopefully all the dance moves as well, do you know what I mean? All the running man, the prodigy, everything
more
coming back in. So
more so.
I'm finally relevant again.
I always think of those days as well, Danny. I was going around with a little cassette recorder interviewing anybody who would talk to me in the hope that I'd get a job in radio.
And I was going around singing to anybody who had was holding up something that would record me, hoping that I'd get a record deal.
Well, look, it worked out okay for both of us, so we're grand.
Yeah, well,
a bit better for you, though, I have to say. I think you're a little bit more successful. But thank you so much for inviting me to the show in Belfast at SSE Arena. Like, the greatest hits tour. Can you believe this is now where you're at?
You know, just to be out back playing shows again is a dream, but to be playing on Irish soil for us, it's the best medicine, I believe, for, you know, these past 2.5 sick years that we've had. And I just mean that in a bad way. I mean, like, we played in America only recently. We came back and did our American leg of the tour. And I was just sitting there thinking, if these shows are going this well, can you imagine when we actually step foot on our own town and our own land and our own country? Because this music has been the wallpaper for everybody for the past, you know, 14 years since we came out as a band. And just to hear everybody singing these songs, full voice, you know, looking at each other. You know, I do a kind of questionnaire mid-set, and I'm like, is it hands up whose first show this is back since we're back in COVID? And almost 70% of the crowd put up their hands.
Yeah.
And that to me, just, I love the fact that we're the band that's kind of catching this wave of everybody being excited to be back out again. Things are opening back up, and I'm all about COVID, no more COVID, you know what I mean? So we're just, you know, we're here to entertain and have a great night. So I'm glad everybody just enjoyed themselves.
Oh,
you know?
It was just amazing. Like, one of the best nights. I'm absolutely wrecked because I'm old now. Not able for this anymore.
At least you get to go home and rest. I have to do another one then. In a few nights' time, yeah, in Liverpool.
I know. I had Brian Adams on the phone the other day. I'm just name dropping a bit here now. But I was asking him, you know, about how many people would he reckon in his career has he played live to? Would you have any idea how many you've played live to?
How many I've played live to? I don't know, to be honest, because we've played certain shows, you know, we played in like Manila where we've been on television, and that went out to 200 million people.
Okay.
And that was us playing live on TV, but actually like physically being in front of, I mean, across the UK and Ireland, I think it's about 200,000 people just on this tour alone. And we've toured the UK, Ireland and Scotland maybe easily 10 times, you know. So, you know, I mean, you do the maths because I'm a musician, not a mathematician. I don't believe you what that is. But it's a lot of people, you know.
Yeah,
and that's
crazy.
It multiplied around the world. So this would be our seventh world tour. And here we are, blessed to be back out again, selling out arenas and just having fun. I'm going to go out and see more and more live bands and smaller live bands as well, because I believe our industry is being decimated by COVID and stuff like that as well. So we want to be the band that kind of like rides the wave of showing people that, look, you can go back out again, you know, have fun, do what we used to do, singing, dancing, enjoying ourselves, singing at the top of our lungs, and then going to smaller acts and going to smaller shows to just try and get that grassroots back up and running again, because it's so important to Ireland. Ireland is music to me, you know.
I bet, Danny, when it all started back in the day, like, your expectations were not this. You never thought you were going to be playing concerts all these years later, all around the world. I remember it was many, many years ago. Was it 2008? Possibly. Mark kindly invited me to what was, I think, your first show at the Sugar Club in the hope of getting onto a radio playlist. And I remember he emailed me an audio recording of the song. You didn't even have a CD to give to me to get on. It's hard to believe looking back now, isn't it?
It's funny you saying the word CD. I'm sure there's probably some listeners going, what's a CD?
Yeah.
You know,
we won't even go near the cassettes.
Yeah, oh my God, don't even talk about that. Or LPs. What? No, you know what? There's no way. I mean, we were just broke musicians back then, and we were just trying to get, you know, people to just come along to our show. We were playing in the Sugar Club. We were first on at the Battle of the Bands. And, you know, it's Battle of the Bands, for those that don't know. It's like 10 bands show up, and you might have 10 people, 15 people. And then you fill the whole place out, about 200 people, and, you know, all the bands play, and, you know, you have a good night. And then we played that first night, we were first on. Then the second night, they put us up the bill, had about halfway. And then by the time, I think 6 or 7 weeks later, we'd been doing it, we ended up headlining it in our own little way. So yeah. That's kind of how the band started, really, in Dublin, was in the Sugar Club. My brother still does sound in the Sugar Club.
Oh, wow.
So he still works there. Yeah, he still works there. But I'll never forget those people who were there first off. And like you said, we were just sending you links of songs that we had and didn't even have anything actually to give people and stuff. But I know it's a dream, and I know I'm very humble about it. And I really love, you know, anybody who helped us out on the way up. You know, we're very, very grateful to you, because we wouldn't be anywhere without you guys, you know, playing us on radio and championing us. But also, you know us as people as well. We're not bad people, do you know? We're not great people, but we're not bad people.
Yeah, we just have too much dirt. We know where the bodies are buried. That's it. The Instagram video. On the other day, there was an Instagram video put up of We Cry, and I was looking at it going, that can't be, like, that's 14 years ago at least, isn't it? And then I realised your song for the first, I'm just going to play a little clip of this, Danny, have a listen.
Smiling back, we're close to tears, even after all these years, we just now got the feeling that we're meeting for the first time.
So Danny, can I tell you now, I'm going to put my hands up, I've been singing the wrong lyrics all these years to that.
What lyrics are you singing?
That were needed for the first time.
No way. I was needing for the first time.
Yeah, you see?
Yeah. You know what's hilarious? There's a few actual things online that if you listen to our lyrics, in the song Rain, right? I don't know, you can bleep this out, whatever, but it goes, can we just go back to being us again? But I sing it so fast, it goes, can we just go back to penis again? I don't know if you can say that on the radio, but it's actually very funny. Now I've said it, you've done it.
I think you'll get away with murder. Well, you'll get away with that one. Can you just talk us through as well? Because I'm really intrigued. A day in the life as a pop star, like, what do you do? The rest of us get up, we go to work, we do our 9 to 5 or whatever. What do you do when you're not doing a concert that night?
I like to think that I'm a hard worker. So I'm normally in the studio. I'll get up in the morning. I have a whole brand new routine since COVID. I get up in the morning really early, 6:30, 7 o'clock. I go for a walk. Me and the girlfriend go for a walk just to get the blood pumping, and then head back, have some yogurt, granola, and then I head off kickboxing, do kickboxing for about an hour and a half, and then head back. And I'm normally hitting the recording studio around 12, 1 o'clock. And then that's when I can be doing anything. I did just recently, actually, a really close friend of ours, Callum Scott, came out on tour with us over in America. But I've been working with him in the studio really closely. And we wrote a beautiful, beautiful song called Bridges, which ended up being the title song on his new album, Bridges. And it's like the Bridges World Tour now and stuff. So, like, you know, I've been working with a little rising star in Dublin called Bailey. Lil Bay's name is, and he's been brilliant. We worked on Picture This. We wrote maybe 5 or 6 songs with the Picture This guys.
Oh, I love them. They're brilliant. So yeah,
I've been really look, all the way across the board, from Wild Youth, you know, to some up and comers, Lizzie Blue as well. We've all had them all down in the studio just writing. You know, I love what I do. I'm in this for life. I've always been a songwriter, always will be. So
yeah,
that's kind of my day. But on a day like yesterday, we finished production rehearsals, I get back to the hotel where we are, and he's sitting there having a bottle of wine. It's only bloody Ed Sheeran, isn't it? Ed Sheeran was sitting there at the bar, so we ended up having a few drinks with him, because we're on first name basis. You know, you were dropping Brian Adams there earlier on.
Yeah, well, I do know Ed as well, Danny. So look, we're the same.
Tomorrow might be up the show, so I might be up the show. Great.
Let's name drop out each other.
We're hopefully going to get in the studio, do a few bits and pieces.
Brilliant. And come here to me on show day then. Is it manic?
Show day is manic for us, yeah. Particularly in Ireland, because it's guest list central. So everybody that I know, everybody that I've not ever known, and anybody who thinks they know me, they're all hitting me about it. So it's a bit crazy, to be honest. But for me, I just now have kind of cut out all that stuff and just been like, right, I have someone else looking after all that, all the guest list stuff. So listen, I'm also singing 14 years worth of songs. It's nearly 2 hours worth of singing, so I have to save my voice. But it is manic. Do you know what the manic thing is? It's like there's so many people coming who've spent their hard-earned money to come to your show and sing. So we center ourselves you know, really think about those people and those people's journey. And I used to, I'm not saying I took it for granted, but I always used to say, well, church, this is what we're going to be doing for the rest of my life. And then COVID happened. And then I didn't. I'm sure if you don't do something for nearly 2.5 years, it's like you never did it before in your life. So I'm taking every moment like it's going to be my last. And I'm going to try and make every moment turn into something that I'll take to the grave with me, because life is too bloody short. It really is.
It's probably giving you a new zest for it almost as well. So how long do you think the script are going to continue for you? Is that like asking how long is a piece of string?
Well, yeah, in fairness, we just keep pulling on this bloody script jumper and the string keeps getting looser and looser and my threads keep coming off it. Mm. But I reckon, to be honest, we're only halfway through our career. We have 7 number ones in Ireland. I just didn't feel halfway. I'd be happy with 14. So we've already got, like, the next 2 albums, we're already in the bag, pretty much. You know, we're just going to continue on recording while we're out doing the tales from the script. But there's plenty of new music to come, plenty of wind in the sails, as they say.
Great stuff. Well, I'm delighted that you haven't lost the accent. You know the way when some people go to London or America for a weekend and then come back talking like, hi, guys.
I've been living in London for a while. I call it 2-2s, yeah? Yeah, oh my God, script is on mood, man. Oh my God.
If you ever do that, Danny O'Donoghue, you can get lost. You're never coming on the show again.
Man, chicken later on, and man loves it. Man thinks it's hinge.
Go on, look, I'll let you get back to it.
Go on, I'll see you later.
Bye, 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 bye.